different search parameters, like a bit of genomic data. And this is our architecture. So I already mentioned Lens. This is what the researcher sees in their browser. This is the front end. And then it has its own back end, which we actually call Spot. And in some projects, the old Spot, which is made in Java, is still running, but we are about to replace it with a new Spot, which is made in Rust. Then there's these are Beam proxies. They're also made with Rust. Focus is made with Rust. Blaze is a store, and it is made with Clojure. And then we have those operations, which are shell scripts mostly. So what is happening here? A researcher says, I need to find samples with type plasma that come from donors with a diagnosis C61, for example, and where the age at diagnosis is between 40 and 50, for example. And then that request goes to Spot, where it's packed into a certain Beam task. Beam is a task broker which actually solves problems of strict network environments we face in hospitals in Germany because of the data protection concepts. So on the sites, which are hospitals, biobanks, there are Beam proxies which ask Beam, do you have a task for me? And when they do, Beam sends the task, and Focus, this component here, gets the task. Then Focus unpacks the task, decides for which endpoint it is a task. Blaze is only one of the possible stores. And also we can query other applications. So it's not only for database types. We also have another application, which is Exporter, called Exporter, and one more, which is called Reporter. So those can also query Blaze in their own ways. Blaze is actually a Fire server. Fire is a standard of exchange of information in e-health and healthcare in general and medicine. And Focus then runs a query against Blaze or against some other store. The results, return results to Beam proxy, which returns it to Beam, which returns it to Lens backend, which is Spot, and in the end, the browser gets the result. And this component here